Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome back to Joking Not Joking. I'm the Professor. Today we talk about the dark underworld of demonic forces. Oh, the relentless mythology. Mo and AZ bring over their friends and fellow comedians Ahmed Weinberg and Paul Elia. Ahmed asks the guys if they have encountered any demonic forces in the Airbnb they are staying in to record this podcast. And oh boy, does that really freak them the fuck out. In this episode, we are also going to get into growing up in a haunted house, seeing exorcisms, and even the deep horror show that is Coachella. Come with us into the shadow.
Joking, not joking.
What up, everybody? It's Mo.
What's up? This is your boy, Azar Usman.
From Luminary, this is Joking, Not Joking.
Celebrity Center?
Yes, hello?
Celebrity Center?
Yes, hello. Is this Church of Scientology?
This is Celebrity Center International.
Okay, but you are connected to Church of Scientology, correct?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. I have a couple questions about, I'm involved in the Bollywood industry, and I work with a lot of celebrities from the Bollywood. Do you know what Bollywood is?
Me personally, no. I'm just reception, though, but... And may I ask who's calling, please?
Yes, my name is Ozzy.
What's that, I'm sorry?
Ozzy Patel.
How do you spell that?
O-Z-Z-I-E. Ozzy Patel, P-A-T-E-L, Patel. You know Patel?
No, not familiar.
Patel is, you can say like a Smith in India, the way you have a Smith in America, very common name. Patel is like a Smith of India.
Oh, I see. Okay, very
yes.
Well.
So I'm very curious. I have a lot of, I work in a Bollywood industry in India. It's a Hollywood. It's like a Hollywood of India. We call it Bollywood. Bollywood is based on Bombay. Bombay used to be what a big city of India. Now it's called
Mumbai.
Oh, I'm
sorry. Mumbai. One moment, sir. Sorry.
No problem.
If I was her, I'd put you on hold forever.
Hey, sir. Okay, sorry about that.
No problem.
I'm at reception, so I have a number of
No problem. What is your name?
Do you have a number and I could have someone that could give you a call back? You said you had different questions on things?
Yeah. Well, what is your name, by the way?
My name is...
No, very simple question. Basically, I'm working with a number of celebrity in the Bollywood industry.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, sir. One moment.
Oh, this is not acceptable. Hello?
Okay, hello again. Sorry about that.
No problem.
We have a number of calls coming in. But if you have different questions, I could just
one quick question, So I work with these Bollywood celebrities and, they are interested in coming to Hollywood to worship the devil. And I was told that Church of Scientology, you are devil worshiper.
Have you guys encountered any demonic energy in this house?
No, we don't.
I'm just wondering.
Did you feel something?
I'm curious. No.
Okay. Are you sensitive to that? Do you feel it at certain places?
When I was a kid, my house was haunted.
Really?
Yeah, I had this fucked up. My house was the carriage house for the synagogue next door. It was crazy. My block had the synagogue, it had our mosque, and then a church. But our house was the carriage house where the horses were kept. And my parents never told me this until this past winter. I lived on the bottom floor in this room at the back end of the hall. And I was a child, I was terrified. Terrified. And my parents chalked it up to just me being sensitive because I was sheltered. And then I would see a commercial for like the Blair Witch Project and it would like fuck me up. And I would have these just awful nights of not being able to sleep, thinking people were breaking into the window. And I would like sleep in my parents' bed like all the time.
How old were you at the time?
This is just like, you know, until middle school even. Like, I moved up to the second floor of my house at a certain point. I think, like, right before high school. And once I moved up to the second floor, I could sleep well. I was fine. I just chalked it up to kind of, like, growing up. And I never knew anything about this until this past winter. My dad and I are walking around, and he casually mentions, like, oh, yeah, this thing that, like, happened in our house in the 70s. And I was like, what thing? And he goes, oh, yeah, these two Jewish women were living in our house because it was part of the synagogue next door. And someone broke in the window and murdered them. And in Astaghfirullah. Yeah. And I was like, what room? And he was like, well, we don't know. But like, it was definitely in the fucking room that I was growing. Like,
forced to sleep in.
Couldn't sleep. Oh, my mom would bring Qurans in. Like, it was like.
So from what age to what age were you in that room?
I grew up, yeah, let's see, probably from like 6 through 13 or something.
Wow.
That
is terrible.
Dark, dark shit.
I would never tell my children that. I'd be like, by the way, the room that you're sleeping in, people have been murdered.
Well, don't say like that.
Doesn't matter how you say it. That's how I'm going to hear it.
Oh, maybe try saying it like, hey, so this room, it's haunted, but it's okay.
But the reality is, no problem. If they
would still hear it, your room is haunted.
It's like no matter how you deliver it. So, honey, it's not a big deal, but big deal, but kind of a big deal, but it's not. Happened a long time ago. Two innocent people were murdered in cold blood in your room, but everything's fine. Still, here it is.
You better watch out. They might fucking touch your feet in the middle of the night.
Shit. Yo, were you scared of, as a kid, like, of the devil or whatever, dark energy, ghosts?
I was, I don't know what it was, but I was definitely a spiritual kid right out of the gate. Mm. I could definitely feel different energies, and in Kuwait particularly, I think is where it was most prominent, like really, really heightened. My senses really heightened. I felt energies and feel stuff behind me, in front of me. I don't know if it's like imagination or not, or what is, what isn't that, because you're so young and you don't know, and our imaginations are pretty wild. So if you get freaked out a little bit, you have a tendency to exaggerate it potentially. But man, some of these experiences were very real. And I never could identify whether they're good or bad. Sometimes I felt like I wanted to run from it, and I would, like, actually run from it. And it was mostly when I got to Houston when I started feeling that kind of energy in an apartment complex, and that apartment below us was vacant, and it always felt weird, just always felt weird to me. But in general, I've realized that I believe in something, and there are very powerful words behind what I say. And this has been passed down to us for thousands of years at this point, truly, but properly put together was over 14 years ago. And if I believe in those words and I believe in the power of those words, I should move accordingly whenever I say those words with power. that really gave me the energy I needed with every step I took. If I felt something very negative, I'm going to address it right away with those words. And my body language is going to be very assertive because I 100% believe this protects me. Well, I was not clear, was I? What words am I talking about? What are the words, these mysterious words that you speak of? Well, these words come from the Quran, which was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad by the Archangel Gabriel.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. So you were Munchkin, basically.
I was Munchkin, which is Mo not communicating.
Munchkin.
If any human being in your life is not communicating properly, you could use the word Munchkin for that. Take out the first two letters of Munchkin and add somebody's name, like first initials of their name. Like Azhar, if you weren't communicating properly, I would say, Azhar, I think this is a case of Azunchkin.
Uh-huh,
you're right. Azhar not communicating.
Yes.
You can have a lot of fun. We can keep going and going.
Right, okay.
But the point is those words, I believe in them so wholeheartedly, and if I were to say them to anything I can't see, okay, they would run away from me, and I believe that 100%. You have to follow it up with your body. Like, I believe this 1,000,000%. Don't try me.
I will destroy you.
I do believe this.
Okay, all right, I got you. Yeah. So basically, like, reciting these specific recommended passages from Scripture, you believe, is sort of like magic words. They protect you.
Exactly.
But instead of like magic made up by J.K. Rowling, it's actually real.
Exactly. It's actually real. Exactly. Exactly. 2 years ago, we had a problem at the house where I heard straight knocking. And once I thought Elise was coming home, I was like, what the hell? And I heard door unlock, the front door open, door shut, door lock. And I looked at now my ex-wife. I was like, did you hear that? And we were like, Elise, are you home? And we heard nothing. We're like, what the fuck was that? And then I was like, is somebody, you know, is something happening here? And then all of a sudden I heard another knock. Right when I was saying that. And I was like, that's it. You know, ayat al-kursi throughout the whole house. But I remembered like every corner of the house, you know, doing that. What I did was I turned it on the speakers and the Bluetooth speakers throughout my house. I just turned it on and I kept playing it. And I went to every corner physically and I did it myself. And it was just playing as loud as possible in the whole house. Like I'm talking about all the way up. Ayat al-Kursi. Just going off in the house, and I went to every corner. It was gone.
Wow.
Immediately. Never heard a knock again, never heard any weird. And it happened for like weeks.
For weeks?
It's been happening for weeks, yeah. Like every few days, and we were kind of like 5%ing about it. We're like, ah, it's probably not happening. You know, individually, we never heard it together. And then I asked back, I was like, yo, did you just hear that? Yeah. You've heard that before, haven't you? Like, have you heard that? I thought I heard it several times before, like this week. I'm getting goosebumps.
Bro, I think I was at your house one time where something happened in the kitchen. That was weird.
Was this an old house?
No, not at all. Not at all.
I don't know if you remember that. It's very...
My ex was into like ghost hunting.
Yeah, that's what I don't know if you're going to bring that up. I was like, yo, that's also related to this.
It was like so fucking annoying. It was like the dumbest shit ever.
People into ghost hunting is, I don't know.
Ghost hunting is the most, just absolutely... dumbest thing. You're stupid. You're fucking dumb.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites.
So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is a little girl that died here in 1746, and she's going to come back from the dead. She's having trouble crossing over.
How do you know, bro? It's called the unseen, bro. You can't even see what you're saying. Demons can disguise their voice as children. Like, what are you doing?
I love when they replay the audio that they find in the basement.
Oh, it's so, like, funny.
You can hear when she says, "Help me." Did you hear it?
Yeah. And it's like, play it again. And then it's like,
"Help me."
Like, yeah, y'all hear
Hold
that?
Hold on, slow it down. Slow it down.
Listen, man, I'm really hungry. I want to get a Whopper with cheese.
They're like, "And cut, that was great."
Ghost hunting brought to you by Burger King.
I'm so hungry. I've been trying to go to Burger King this whole week, but they can't see me. I've been throwing.
This ghost wants Burger King.
How come no ghost has ever haunted a Burger King? Think about that.
Why, when Ahmed asks the question about, like, "So do you guys feel any demonic energy in this house?" And then all of us just like, "Astaghfirullah, man. All the shit on the regime. All the shit on the regime. Alhamdulillah." It's like, what is that? Why did you do that?
Yeah, it's like when somebody says, "Hey, man, do you feel any demonic energy?" It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? First of all, like, you just by saying that is introducing demonic energy into this house. So that's why we start to panic. We say, "Oh, the Bilayman is Shaitan Rajim." Like, we start doing these offsets, right? Because you put something out there, and now we're just going to kill it right away. We're going to neutralize the situation, right? And you translate, "Oh, the Bilayman is Shaitan Rajim." Translate that.
Yeah, that just literally means I seek refuge or protection with God from Satan the accursed.
Exactly, man. Fuck them Satan's accursed, bro. I don't fuck with them. Fuck you, I ain't scared of you bitches. Because I got A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajim. That's what I got.
Facts.
And I use those words. And people will be like, "Hey, man, you're just saying words." Yeah, I know. Okay? And they're very powerful, and I believe that they are very powerful. And words are powerful. Why do people regularly, like, think that words are not powerful things? Yeah, there's mystical things behind them. People say, like, the power of intention. Well, yeah, my intention is to keep your bitch-ass, hoe-ass, demonic-ass energy out of my house. So using these words, "I intend on keeping your bitch ass out of here. I would have been laughing. Yes, I believe in that." Just like you said, Azhar, Wi-Fi exists. You can't see it, but it exists.
Hmm.
So what else exists that you cannot see? So stop playing with me, people. I would have been laughing. Alhamdulillah. Hallelujah. Roll with the mob. Alhamdulillah.
When I was about 7 or 8, and I have an older sister who's 3 years older than me, we just wore my dad down, and we convinced him to let us watch The Exorcist.
Mm.
That's what happened to me. That's when I had a joke that I wrote. "Oh, that made me funny." Remember that?
Yeah, but the voice.
Yeah, bro, that movie fucked me up forever.
Yeah,
bro.
Same here.
Yeah.
To this day, to be perfectly honest with you.
The Exorcist, like, a bunch of, I think actors got, like,
yes.
A bunch of them died or like, had bad.
Evil shit
look
happened
how many
to
people
them.
Died.
Yeah. I remember being a kid, and my dad did not want us to watch it. We'd go to the grocery store, and at those days, you'd rent VHS videos.
Can you not show that image, though?
At the grocery store.
My mom said Bawa used to watch this with disciples and like was like, "Oh, this is very accurate." My mom saw him do exorcisms in Sri Lanka.
I believe that. Rukia, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
It's crazy. My mom has seen exorcisms.
That's amazing.
Really? Like, people are possessed by the devil. Like, this person's possessed by
like
the devil.
Like, a voice in a person. Prayers, hit him with a stick. Like, the voice removed. That whole thing.
There's YouTube videos of, like, people undergoing exorcism. I'm sure there's fake ones.
Yeah.
And there's some that is, like, I don't know if it's real, man.
Yeah, I just don't know if people are that good of actors.
Exactly, right?
Like how...
A staggering 9 deaths were connected to the 1973 film The Exorcist, which follows the demonic possession of a 12-year-old girl and her mother's attempt to save her with the aid of 2 priests. For 4 decades, the film has been deemed cursed by horror fans after eerie things went wrong right from the start of production, created by Warner Brothers and Hoya Productions. Many say the film was cursed by demonic presence that didn't want it to ever air after a bird flew into a circuit box and burned down the set right at the start.
Holy shit. Flew into a circuit box. Yo,
how does a bird do that?
It sounds like to me you needed just hot sauce.
Sounds like God sent a bird.
You just needed hot sauce for that perfectly charred bird. Eerily, the only part that didn't burn to the ground was the room used for filming to the actual exorcism scenes.
Whoa.
I mean, is it just because the fire department got there before it spread to the living room, before they make it into a big thing? During production, many of the cast and crew, including leads Linda Blair and Max von Sydow, lost family members, and Linda, on-screen mother, Ellen Burstyn. Wow, both suffered serious injuries due to falls on set. But what has happened to the cursed stars ever since Daily Star Online took a cast? Or no?
By the way, did you know that Ellen Burstyn, who plays the mom, is a Muslim?
Oh,
the movie begins in Egypt, isn't right?
That's another thing that creeped me out as a kid, because it was like it opens on the adhan.
Yes,
so being a Muslim
just
kid,
get out of this,
and then it's like Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar. I'm like, yo,
dude, that's cool.
So as a kid, I'm like, oh, this is real.
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
I rewatched The Exorcist like I don't know a few years ago, but I was like, oh, this demon like comes from Egypt,
right?
It's like an Arabian, like,
as a kid, man.
Bro, I didn't even catch that.
Yes, it opens on the adhan right in the beginning of the film. So as a Muslim kid, I was like immediately entranced, and I'm like, oh, this is real, right? In my mind, I'm like, oh, unlike Hollywood movies that are fake. And my dad is telling me and my sister, like, I told you I don't want you to watch this. We wore him down, bro, 2 years. Just every time we go to the grocery store, finally he's like, oh, you know what? You know what? You want to watch Exorcist? Go ahead. Fine, watch it.
That's the story I tell on stage that happened to me.
This is wild. Like, very similar experience. You can ask my dad about this.
100% the same.
Yeah. And then we watch it to this day. I'm keeping it 100.
Yeah, I'm repulsed by the fucking photo.
Forget about repulsed, bro. If I go into a bathroom and the curtain is all the way drawn, like the entire shower area is covered, the tub, I'm scared.
There's
a part of me that's part. There's a small part of me that's like, I gotta move this curtain. I gotta open the curtain. I just can't. I don't feel safe.
I don't like. Yeah, sometimes closed curtains are not fun. Just because I'm paranoid. Just
bro,
paranoid.
I never get scared of anything now. I think because I was so exposed as a child to like being to fear.
You grew up among ghosts.
Yeah. I mean, I would be scared. If you put me in a house alone at night, big house or something, or put me in the woods, I'm sure I'd be scared.
Yeah.
But overall, I don't have, I mean, you know, subhanAllah.
Well, when was the last time you were like afraid? Like any, like, were you in a situation that scared you, or are you just like?
I don't know. I mean, skydiving in Dubai, that was pretty scary. But in a good way.
Yeah, that's a
jumping out of a plane.
That's a different type of fear. It's like also acceleration, like, you know.
Well, jumping—it's a complicated feeling. Jumping out of a plane, it is that like excitement, fear, but it's also your brain is going crazy. You're like, why would I do this? Why would I jump out of this?
Why did you do it?
For fun, but it was really scary. I mean, I like thrills, you know.
When it was over, were you like, yeah, that was a good idea?
Oh yeah.
You would do it again?
Oh yeah.
Really?
It was incredible.
It probably gets better the more and more you do it, because you get less and less scared and then you get used to it and then you can actually start flying.
Yeah, you can be present.
That's great. All great.
Great. Great.
And now, please give a warm welcome to Toby Nwigwe.
What's up, bro? Say hello to Azar.
Welcome to the podcast, Toby Ngwigwe. Can you please teach me how to say your name? Mo keeps saying it wrong.
I'm not saying it wrong.
You're saying it wrong.
We and Gwe. We Gwe. Hey, say, Mo is trying to put me on his podcast right now.
No, I'm not trying to put you on your podcast.
No, there's no podcast. There's
no, you right. said you didn't want to do the podcast.
We're just joking, bro. We just hang out.
You canceled
like,
on
microphones,
us.
Microphones, recording our lives.
Hey, look, Mo is a sicko. Do you know I couldn't do the podcast today because the owner of Coachella flew down to Houston to meet me?
Look how much I care about your demon.
I know. Look at your
about
life.
Your
look
demon
your
festival that you're trying to do. Okay? Oh, you want me to feel bad? You want me to feel bad because I'm trying to stop you from getting booked at a place where everybody rapes each other and
he
takes drugs, and you
festival.
Always travel with your babies. This is what you want to expose your babies to? Burning Man type shit? Excuse me? I mean, chocolate?
What would make you say your demon fest? What's wrong with you?
But that's what it is, bro.
First of all, we both have literally never been to Coachella.
Exactly.
So you do not know what is going on in Coachella.
You know,
what,
I know what's going on.
You're just finding out that Mo already knows everything?
Yeah.
You're just finding that out right now?
Thank you, Azar, for having my back. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my gosh. You're a sick
bro,
person.
The guy who started Coachella just showed up to my house with shorts with holes in it and
no.
some sandals and a notepad trying to book us for 2023. He wants to cleanse Coachella from now on. He wants us to bring our kids and they'll pitch a tent for us overnight so we can sleep there.
He told me he saw Mo. He saw the show.
Oh, Thomas, what's up, man? Is he a fan?
Look at
I wouldn't mind getting some tickets, bro. You know what I mean? Like.
Be careful out there, cuties. It's a big, bad world of things you can see and not see. That's even more terrifying. That's it for this episode of Joking Not Joking. Until next time, this is your professor signing off. Keep it real, dum-dums.
Joking Not Joking is a Luminary original. Original audio production, music, and sound design by Salt. Executive produced by Noah Gersh, Jamie Schuffman, Nick Panama, and Kenzie Wilbur. Head of Creative, Jordan Galvin. Head of Production, Liz LeMay. Head of Post-Production, Robert Adler. Produced by Imran Ali Malik and Aaron Kennedy. Supervising producers, Ali Strobel and Alice Bierne. Post-Production Supervisor, Ali Honore. Edited by Jeffrey Muchnick and Aaron Kennedy. Sound design and music by Matthew Cellelli. Mixed by Aaron Kennedy. Recorded by Aaron Kennedy, Zach Jurich, and Mario Borgata. Guest booking by Drive Entertainment and Hager Eldos. Additional music courtesy of Extreme Music.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's AURA.com/safety.